Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Follow the show on Facebook. Facebook.com/The Mark Cox Show.
Welcome back. Hey, great opportunity for you coming up if, like me, you are a fan of bourbon. And you've heard me talk about it a lot. You know, I do my own podcast called The Mash. And we got with us right now the co-founders of the St. Louis Bourbon Society this morning. Drew Chaucer and James Thomas are in here with us to talk about the St. Louis Bourbon Festival on October 21st of this year down by the Limp Mansion down there, the Limp Grand Hall. Guys, welcome in.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thanks, Mark.
I'm excited about this personally because you guys have expanded this year to an entire street. This is like a street festival.
Yeah, it's growing quite a bit from last year. We're now an indoor and outdoor festival. We shut down an entire city block of Cherokee and a little bit of 18th Street and a little bit of Demino Place. So, super excited to have all these vendors there and see everybody come down and join us.
No kidding. So let's talk about a few of the details. Obviously, what'd you tell me? 1,700 tickets is about the capacity to be sold?
Yeah, we'll be looking. Last year we were at, somewhere around 800, and this year we've pretty much doubled the capacity to have, you know, somewhere between, 1,500 and 2,000 people available for this year's festival. Wow. And everybody will fit in pretty comfortably as well, so it won't be tight. You'll have plenty of room to move around, and the idea for this year was to have a lot of places to explore. So we'll be taking over, lots of different unique spaces there all along Cherokee and Lemp Avenue.
So I know there are several levels of ticketing. The general admission ticket, what does that get you for the festival?
General admission is a great ticket. It gets you access to pretty much all aspects of the festival. So all along Cherokee Street, up around Demino Place, we have a couple of courtyards up there to explore with vendors. GA for $90 is going to get you access to over 100 different vendors to sample from.
And what'd you tell me the other day, like 450 samples will be available?
That would be the conservative number.
Yeah.
Maybe more than that. So obviously nobody's going for the record.
Maybe a little more than that.
Oh my gosh. Wow, that's great. So from there, you can step up. You showed me the list of people who are going to be there presenting. And for people who appreciate bourbon, they want to hear from the master distillers and the people that are making the juice and what goes into it. What's available for folks this year, James?
So the premier presenters that we're going to have this year, kind of they're a mix of some of the celebrities from Kentucky. We're going to have some master distillers. Greg Metzi from Old Elk will be there. He's flying in from Colorado. He lives in Louisville. He'll be there. Peggy No Stevens will be there, and Heather Wibbles. Peggy No Stevens is one of the co-creators of the Bourbon Trail, and she's also a Bourbon Hall of Fame member. We're going to have Michael Veach, who is a bourbon historian, also a member of the Kentucky Bourbon Hall of Fame. And then we're going to have other kind of personalities there. So Fred Minnick will be there. He is kind of a foremost authority in bourbon, author. He's written several books on the subject. We're going to have Bo Garrett there, who is not only the guitar player from Montgomery Gentry, but he's also a brand ambassador for Wild Turkey. So he's going to be there, and just a whole host of other people. I mean, there's too many probably to list all in one episode, but it's going to be a great time.
But we should mention that those presentations are an additional ticket on top of the GA,
correct?
Right?
Yep, yeah. those are going to be an additional price on top of it. But all of them are very reasonable. So I think most of them range in that $35 to $45 range. But the There is one that will be including dinner, so that'll have the Lemp Mansion's famous fried chicken dinner along with that tasting. So that's one a lot of people are really looking forward to.
And we're talking about the St. Louis Bourbon Festival coming up on the 21st of October. Now, the VIP tickets are all gone at this point, right?
Yeah, they'll sold out pretty early, but we do have plenty of the GA tickets and lots of presenter tickets left also.
And I should mention among the presenters, Alex Castle, right, from Old Dominic?
Yep, she'll be there.
One of the female master distillers, and there are only a handful of those in the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very, very much. She's a really neat lady, and she'll be there. There's going to be a couple of female presenters there. Alex Castle will be there. Victoria Edie Butler is another one that people are really looking forward to. She is the four-time award-winning master blender from Uncle Nearest. So
just won again last year.
Yeah, wow. So she is very, she's one of those people that you may not have heard of, but needs to be on your radar because she truly is a gem in the world of whiskey.
Yeah, of course, you guys started the St. Louis Bourbon Society, and people maybe who aren't involved in bourbon or maybe just starting to get involved, mm-hmm. I don't think people realize how big this is across the country right now.
Yeah, well, I just saw it. Actually, there was an article that came out, I think it was on Fox today, saying that Kentucky bourbon production hits an all-time record at 11.4 million barrels. So there's more barrels brewing in Kentucky than there are people.
Yeah.
So it's really it hasn't hit the height that it probably did around the 1970 mark, believe it or not. But it'll
cross the mark from 74 next year.
Did it?
For production, yeah.
The year I was born,
was
peak, that was the height of it.
Yeah.
Well, just to remind people again, St. Louis Bourbon Festival is coming up October 21st, and you got to get tickets. You can get them online at stlouisbourbonfestival.com. Did I get that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
That's it.
And, of course, stlouisbourbonsociety.com is your website where people can find out more. You can become a member there, mm-hmm. take part in tastings and all of that stuff, which is fantastic. Yep. But I hope we get a lot of people out. I'm excited about it. I'm going to be there.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
This is going to be fantastic. I tell you what, Drew, James, thank you guys.
Yeah, thanks, Mark.
Appreciate
for starting
it.
Us on.
Yeah,
we'll look
thanks,
to
Mark.
We'll also put that link up on our website at 971talk.com/Cox. If you go there, you'll be able to find the link to the Bourbon Festival, the St. Louis Bourbon Festival, October 21st. We'll be back in just a minute.
And what a good buzz on, well, every night and day, if I can help it, we're going to lay around the shanty bar. Put a good buzz on.
This is the Mark Cox Morning Show. Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.